MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 20, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Bishop Fenwick honors Henry Breckinridge. School bus safety, a major concern in Peabody.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the big Catholic Conference showdown that's coming tomorrow in high school football. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Cloudy today, rain possible after 3 p.m., low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:47 p.m. Bishop Fenwick High School honored former standout athlete and former Peabody police officer Henry Breckinridge last night at halftime of their football game. Below on this post, we have the ceremony that featured family members, Peabody police officers, and the presentation made by Fenwick President Thomas Noonan. Breckinridge passed away this past summer. How safe are our students on school buses? A new study was done in Peabody, and the results are disturbing. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the study found that 800 vehicles illegally passed 10 school buses in the first month of the school year. Maria Sherry, a Peabody mother, started the initiative called Stop the Operator from Passing, STOP, and her efforts led to 10 school buses being equipped with cameras to record the violations. Her initiatives in the city of Peabody also led to the formation of a school safety task force. Cherie says she hopes these findings will lead to legislators to take action at the State House in Boston. At the State House, House Democrats have moved forward on a new gun control proposal that calls for updating the state's ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and setting new restrictions on the open carry of firearms. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that the proposal will likely draw a challenge from those supporting Second Amendment rights. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon is looking for community members to join a mental health task force to focus on educating and reaching out to residents, researching and understanding the city's mental health issues. The Daily News reports that several focus groups will be conducted as part of the process. And the Gloucester Times reports today that Seafood Day will be celebrated at the State House on October 25. The event is open to all and will include seafood tastings, interactive displays, the opportunity to meet with and learn about working fishermen, and an array of fresh seafood. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the San Jose Sharks last night 3-1 to improve to 3-0 on the season. The Celtics beat the Hornets in a preseason game last night 127-99. The New England Patriots will host Buffalo Sunday at 1. In high school football last night, Kipp beat Whittier 36-16 to move to 6-1 on the year. Bishop Feehan topped Bishop Fenwick in three overtimes 29-26. This is Fenwick coach Dave Wood speaking with us after the game.
Tough, everybody played a little bit better. Everybody raised their game a little bit tonight. So they're a very good team, and they're a big physical team up front. So I thought online did a great job. And again, defense was phenomenal all night. There's a couple of plays here and there, but very proud. I don't think I've ever been more proud of a team.
When you get in an overtime when both defenses are making so many stops, right? I mean, I'm not sure I've seen an overtime go three overtimes without a touchdown by either team. I mean, what was that like when you're trying to call plays or just find creases in those defenses on both sides?
Yeah, they play phenomenal defense. They've given up two touchdowns in their last five games. So there's not a lot of creases out there. There's not a lot of open guys. So we were trying anything we could. We're trying to get the ball to Luke, trying to get the ball to Anthony, Curtis. So it's just comes down to making them play here or there. But again, they have a great defense. They play great defense.
At the same time, your defense matched them pound for pound. Blow for blow.
Yeah.
What did you like about that sort of different set with both Brutch and Connolly and sometimes Nichols taking the direct snaps? Was it just trying to create maybe some extra running room there?
Yeah, just trying to get our best athletes the ball right away. And, it puts a little pressure on the defense when all three of those guys are in the backfield. We've had a couple of packages for Curtis, but he's been out for a couple of weeks, so we haven't run them as much. But when he's a quarterback and you have Anthony and Luke, it can put some pressure on the defense. So,
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods after the game last night. St. John's Prep will be hosting powerful Central Catholic tomorrow at 1. How good is each team? Well, CM beat Xaverian 41-38. This is prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't spent any time on Xaverian, but the CM part of it, I know they went into that game pretty banged up. And so I don't know that they had all the guys they're going to have for us this week. So, and they lost some guys in that game. So I think that played a role in it. Xaverian certainly played really well, but I think CM was a little bit man down there for a little while, but they showed great resolve coming back. It was a back-and-forth game on the road against a really good opponent. And they won late, and I thought they showed a lot of, you know, character and guts.
Brian, that's it. That's the big game this weekend here, you know, around. Anything else you want to share with us or any other St. John's Prep football updates to share with us this week?
No, we're business as usual around here. We know the opponent. We have great respect for them. Certainly the most talented team we played every year, and that will be the case again Saturday. But we're looking forward to it. It's a great chance for us to really measure where we're at and continue to progress in the way we want to progress as a team. And at the same token, we got a huge game right after them as well. So we keep it in its proper place around here.
St. Pierre needs a strong performance from his defense tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, up front, defensively, we had a few guys back, so we felt pretty good about it in the front seven. Mason McSweeney, our starting DN, is a three-year starter, and he's been outstanding. He's as good a D-lineman as we've had, and we've had a few really good ones. So it starts with him, I think. But we also have Marquise Avery, Matt Callahan on the edge, both places, and Alex Bajoris and Anthony Caruso kind of held down the nose and the other defensive end spot. So they've been very, very solid up front, a lot of experience there. And then offensively, I think it starts with our tackles, Graham Roberts and Jack DeFilippo. Both are juniors, but both played significantly last year as sophomores. Graham started the whole year. So there's some experience there. We're new at center. We had an injury. Our starting center has been out since week one. Alex Cianceruso, who's a senior, has stepped in and done a good job. And Wells Gillette is one of our captains. He's our right guard. And Braden Hughes, another senior who stepped up to fill a role at the other guard. And those guys have done a good job for us.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre, again at CM at the Prep tomorrow at 1. We'll have more on high school football on the website during the day today. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Friday and weekend, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.